too, anything but extraterrestrial. Had it not closed more than a decade before her missing time incident, Denise might have filed an official sighting report with Project Blue Book, the U.S. Air Force's, USAF, official UFO investigative arm, which operated at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base from 1952 until its closure in 1969. Its first predecessor, Project Sign, was placed under the jurisdiction of the Intelligence Division of the Air Force's Air Materiel Command at Wright Field, and was given the responsibility to collect UFO reports that might be a threat to national security and distribute them to concerned agencies. In 1948, it issued an assessment of the situation, which concluded that the flying saucers are structured craft under intelligent control that could outfly and outmaneuver U.S. and Russian aircraft, and which were probably extraterrestrial in origin. The estimate of the situation was forwarded to the Pentagon, but was subsequently ordered destroyed by the USAF's chief of staff, General Hoyt Vandenberg, after he cited his opinion that the investigators had failed to produce physical proof of extraterrestrial visitation. Subsequently, Vandenberg closed Project Sign. In early 1949, the Air Force announced that the name Sign had been compromised, so a new name, Project Grudge, was given to Project Sign's successor. Grudge's mission was to devote minimal time to recording, summarizing, and evaluating. When it obtained enough data to conclude that UFOs were not a threat to national security, the project would be closed. Future reports were to be handled on a routine basis and not given a lot of attention. Grudge achieved its goal 6 months later, when 77% of its 244 UFO cases were explained away as being attributable to natural phenomena, misinterpretation, or psychologically motivated. It continued to function covertly for another 2 years with the goal of debunking UFO sighting reports due to national security concerns. It was feared that the American public might enter into mass hysteria if an enemy planted...